This is Telling Tales with Ms. G, and, like I said, I have some wonderful guests here in the studio. I have Wush Canadier's Fish, and going to play some music for us. It's awesome. I also have Bill Merck. Excuse me, I'm having a little trouble swallowing. Bill Merck is here, who I call our Poet Laureate of Juneau. And I also have Amy Penny, and Amy is the Omnibus winner of 2015 and quite the prolific poet, and we will talk more about that a little bit later. But first, I want everybody to just say hi.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
I am so glad you're here. And besides reading us some beautiful poetry, singing, music, playing, everything that we're going to have tonight, we have to tell you about the Grand Slam that's coming up. Bill, want to tell us more about that?
Sure. What do you want to know?
Everything.
Wush Canadier's 6th annual Grand Slam is this Friday night at the Jack. It's an event where we bring our 5 poetry champions for the previous season, the current season, to come in and compete against each other. Each of them will get an opportunity to present at least 2 poems. They'll be judged. We'll see who has the highest scores, I guess, at the end of the evening, and they'll be the champion for the season 6.
That is so exciting. And the 5 are going to be Erica Bergren, who you've heard on this show, Ben Miller, Ryan Carrillo. He was here also.
Yeah, he's here.
And Nathan Block and Mike Christensen.
Who's also been on your show.
He has. Oh, my goodness. I had to censor him, but he's awesome. So I'm very excited to hear him live on Friday night. So Friday, October 21st, 7 p.m. at the Jack. The usual. Oh, it's going to be hosted by Bill and Fish.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's correct.
Pretty excited about that. We also have 5 openers.
Oh,
we
do?
We have some opening performers. Ms. Penny is going to be there.
She did tell me that.
Amy's going to be there. Zakiya, who mm-hmm. Fish knows.
Yeah,
right?
He's a freshman at JDS.
Oh, very cool.
Austin Tagaban is going to be there. Lily Hope mm-hmm. and Helen Gilquist, who was at the show at the Sobolev Center.
Oh, great.
Just wowed the audience. It was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So
that's exciting.
Very excited.
Yes. And, go ahead.
I was going to say, Jacob Picard, of course, will be there as well.
Yes. That Wush Canadier House Band, right?
That's correct.
Yes. It's a pay-as-you-can event. It's suggested donations $5 to $10. Peterson's Pretzel is going to be on site with snacks for sale. And also, wasn't there something about a T-shirt?
Maybe. There is a new shirt that will be debuting at the event this Friday.
It's really cool.
Who designed it?
I don't know.
Dawson Walker.
Put you on the spot
Dawson
all the time.
Dawson Walker came up with a phenomenal design. We're very excited about this one.
Very cool. I'm actually a bag lady, so more bags would be great, too, because I can put all my swag in that I get. But, you know, my goddess daughter, Hadley, loves the T-shirts. So
outstanding. Well, they're only $20, so.
They're totally reasonable. Yeah. Yes. So we're going to bring you a little more music, and then we'll be right back with some poetry, because this is Telling Tales with Ms. G, and I have Wush Canadier and the Omnibus Poets here in the studio. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Telling Tales with Ms. G, and I do have Ouch Canadier here in the studio with Bill Merck, and I have Fish, but first we're going to hear from Omnibus Poet, Ms. Amy Penny. Amy, what you got for us?
This poem is called The Lighthouse Keeper's Elegy. Beside the dangerous water where shipwrecks have befelled, where moon-forcing tides cause worthy sea dogs to yaw, shines an amiable light far and wide, blinking its steady hello, where an adept watchwoman whom rarely sleeps is fit from 100-stair climbs. Before panes of illuminated eyes, she lives in a homey stone tower, unlocking gears, revolving lenses, where prisms illuminate the turmoil night. Storms slash at her enclave, a faraway and vulnerable place. Yet optimism seeps into crew cabins nearby, and the ringing fog bell cures the blind. She sends hope to the weak, accompanies the lonely, she whom looks after seafarers, whom pledged risk of life for rescue. From her hard-to-reach roost she guides and invites them in. Donning navy and black in esprit de corps, she shines. A child of salty seasons, ever-changing weather and time, among sea birds and sea breeze, and begirded by rock and waves. She logs all that occurs, repairs and inspections, lamps refueled, lenses cleaned. Wicks ignited, windows cleared, wood is painted and accounting concise. Ship traffic recorded like a blue heron scans the sea. Poseidon unveils his secrets, and she predicts his weather systems. A trained pharagist, a sky watcher, receiver of empyrean insight. Water vapor speaks to her of rain. Grayness warns batten down. Translations of Electra and Nephele, Nimbus, Cirrus, Stratus, and Cumulus, cloud shapes, patterns, and movements, foretell to her of fronts and air shifts. Passing time, she tends her gardens with a box of books for her leisure. Otters and seals are her sidekicks in her solitary coastal premises, one where the skilled sea woman reigns. But then time begets a hefty change, as with temperature, wind, and pressure. By and by, the keeper's long gone, replaced. Progression oversees this beacon now. The pillar transformed to steel. Automated, remote-controlled, and helicopter-maintained. No gardens, no warmth. So the mariners sail on by, glancing back on those days of yore, where the keeper's phantasm remains through logbooks and beloved photogenic scenes.
That was amazing. Thank you very much, Ms. Penny. We'll be right back, right after this music interlude. We're back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G. And thank you, Ms. Amy Penny. That was Lighthouse Elegy. I thought it was very upbeat, even though she says it was about, death and the end of life. I thought it was beautiful. Okay, so Fish has a song for us that he's going to sing. And
break your own rules.
I'm looking forward to this song, Fish. So, what's it called?
Allergic Attraction.
All right, take it away, Fish.
Explain, you see. the big cornea. There are so many things that I could say to you right now, but every time that you come around, my mouth slams shut, my throat closes up, my stomach ties in knots. Yeah, I've got an allergic reaction to my attraction to you. Well, you said hi and I tried to reply, and by the time I got it out, you had walked right by. And it's hard to be an achiever when you've got hay fever, and I keep saying it's you, and I mean I like you, and there seems to be nothing that I can do. But it's Claritin clear, it's time to make you antihistamine. There are so many things that I could say to you right now, but every time that you come around, my mouth slams shut, my throat closes up, my stomach ties in knots. Yeah, I've got an allergic reaction to my attraction to you.
Thank you.
Antihistamine. That's brilliant.
That is, what is that called when you just have to make it rhyme? Poetic license?
That was great.
It's poetry. It was awesome. I really like that. Mm-hmm. I thought that most songs are actually really poems that people started and then they just had to put the music to. That's what I'm thinking. So anyway, we'll be right back with more here at Telling Tales with Ms. G, Wooshka 98, and Omnibus Poets. It's awesome. We're back here at Telling Tales with Ms. G or KTO 104.3. Fish, we loved your song, Allergic Attraction. Very good. And if you recognize Fish's voice, but you're not sure from where, just came back from Anchorage doing Peter and the Starcatcher and I got to see you here in Juneau, and just loved it. Just, I love anybody who can act loving food. That was great. We giggled all the way through. So, thank you for sharing that. Okay, Bill is up next, Mr. Bill Merck, the Poet Laureate of Rouge Canadien. And he has a great, I think, opening from E.E. Cummings.
Yeah, it was E.E. Cummings' birthday this week. And I don't typically read E.E. Cummings, but I thought it might be fun just to revisit one of his classics for in honor of his birthday. Here on Alaska Day, right?
Yes.
Is today Alaska Day?
It is Alaska Day. Happy Alaska Day, state of Alaska. We're very happy that you're a state because we all get to hang out here.
Yes, we do.
Yes. We do. Thank you for that reminder. Okay, so, Bill, take it away.
Okay, well, this is it's from a collection of E.E. Cummings' 100 Selected Poems. It's number 73. It's one that, if you're familiar with Cummings at all, you'll probably recognize. Pity this busy monster, mankind not. Progress is a comfortable disease. Your victim, death and life safely beyond, plays with the bigness of his littleness. Electrons deify one razor blade into a mountain range. Lenses extend unwished through curving where when, till unwished returns on itself. A world of made is not a world of born. Pity poor flesh and trees, poor stars and stones, but never this fine specimen of hypermagical ultra-omnipotence. We doctors know a hopeless case if, listen, there's a hell of a good universe next door. Let's go.
I liked it very much. Thank you.
It's better when your tongue isn't all twisted in knots.
I think it's something in the air tonight for all of us.
Anyway, that's E.E. Cummings.
Well, thank you very much. And we want to take a moment to give you some information. If you haven't already heard, Rouge Canadien is having their 6th annual Grand Slam. And Fish is going to tell us a little bit about that.
It's this coming Friday at 7 p.m. at the Jack. There's going to be 5 slam poets: Erica Berggren, Ben Miller, Ryan Carrillo, Nathan Block, and Mike Christensen, as well as 5 opening performers hosted by myself and Mr. Bill Merck, and the Rouge Canadien house band. Jacob Picard will also be playing throughout the night. There'll be Peterson Pretzels, which are delicious, and it's pay as you can. Suggested donations about $5 to $10, but you can pay as you can.
Or nothing at all,
can pay nothing at all.
We will turn you away.
We will have merchandise there as well.
Yeah.
Again, those new T-shirts by Dawson Walker should be very exciting. I forget what colors we have. I think there's a blue.
There's a blue one and a black one. But I could be wrong.
Yeah. but they're brand new, and I don't even know if they've hit Juneau yet. If they haven't, they should be landing tomorrow. So.
Well, that's good.
Very excited.
It's always super cool.
There's always a black one because, you know, there's always this from the 60s when everybody wore black beret.
Right.
And, yeah. I snapped at your last performance, Amy. Yeah, we thought it was fun to, you know, fill our age. So I was born in the 60s, so I snapped at it.
Amy was an opener for us last year, too.
She was. It was very fun, and everyone made wonderful comparisons to your beautiful big blue shoes, as I recall.
Right.
Yeah. That was great. Yes, I remember Connor Lindrum wanted to steal them. So, yeah, maybe she'll wear something like that, you know, for him to.
Well, he's out of town, so I think he's safe. Okay. So.
Bummer. You'll just have to take a picture of him. And, you know. Yes. All right. Well, we have been having some fun with you guys, and I have a poem, but we're going to take a brief music break and come right back. And then I'm going to read you one, and we'll see where we end up there. And if there's anybody else here who has another thing they want to say, sing, act, as long as you can hear it on the radio, I'm all for it. So here you go. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G. I've got Rouge Canadien. I have Fish. I have Bill Merck. And I have the Omnibus Poet of 2015, Miss Amy Penny. We'll be right back. We're back here from Telling Tells at KTO 104.3. And I did say I had a poem. I do have a poem. I like this poem. I found it while looking up something on Amy Penny. By the way, she's 2015-16 Omnibus winner. And was it bus number 72?
I only knew last year's, and it was 44 last year.
Oh, 44 was last year. Okay. So if you're riding bus 44 and listening to this show, you should look up because her poem is up there. And it was a pretty good one. But I'm going to read a poem now while she looks up something to tell you about, perhaps. Okay. Here's a poem. This is called Great Echo. There is a great echo. It is memory in our bones, the curl of our hair. My grandmother keeps her curls in a box on the third floor of a Manhattan apartment building. I wear my curls in the wild winds, turning spirals with salt water. The grace of my lioness, flutter of my wings. I will have long gray curls one day. I will have a little girl with curls one day. We all wear each other's faces interchangeably. In this transference of lifetimes, my old roads are unknown to my new feet. Separation is simply us moving back and forth between parts of ourselves. No ending to the things begun, no answer to the question that propels us. Through the beauty of this world into the illumination of the next, my visions and memories are the same. My life is teaching me the words to enable it to be a story which can be told. Our journey brings us to the meeting place, origin, the beginning. Do not feel lost when you realize you have made your way home. That was by Lisa Kagan, Great Echo. Well, we are going to have another poem from Miss Amy Penny, and right after this music break. Just a second. Stay tuned. Thank you. And hi there, we're back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G, and I have Amy Pinney, Omnibus 2015-16 winner, and she is going to read a poem for us. Take it away, Amy. What's it called?
It's called Winter Solstice. It's called a Rubaiyat style of poetry. I think that's the pronunciation. Let's toast with mulled cider to the curtailed day. Reflection as new beginnings make way. Warmth beside Yule logs that burn and smolder. An evergreen wreath lines our doorway. The sun's life force secedes and the air grows colder. Luminaries lit, candles burn in their holders. The glow is low, elongated shadows are seen, appearing to stand still in the eyes of the beholders. Fur coats thicken on foxes and wolverine. Plants lie dormant, conserving till spring. 24 hours of darkness in the north. Feasts before famine was the old routine. With fermented wine and beer and slow roast, ice thickens and bears rest in comatose. Marked by Stonehenge's trilithon, so grandiose, late December when fall comes to a close.
And we're getting close to that. Thank you very much, Amy. That was wonderful. Okay, so one more shout-out about Wish Canada's Grand Slam. Bill, you want to take it away?
Sure. Once again, it's the 6th annual Grand Slam. It's going to be at the Jack this Friday night. Doors open around 6:30. Show starts at 7. We're going to have 5 opening performers, then we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to have competition with 5 of our winners from the current season. They'll compete. We'll have judges out of the audience. We'll get the audience involved. They're performers too, right?
Right. That's what's neat about it, I think.
That's right. We're all performers, right?
That's right.
Fish and I will just have better seats. Sorry, that's George Carlin. That's not me. Anyway, Friday night at the Jack. Be there. Come in. Enjoy poetry. Should be a great event. It's usually a very full house.
So yes,
very
it
excited
is.
For that.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for being on my show. I have enjoyed it, as usual. You guys are great. And I look forward to seeing you Friday at the Jack. And that's probably, and happy Alaska Day, everybody.
Very good.
Happy Alaska Day.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.